you're listening to the European Uppercut Podcast, a podcast that talks about professional wrestling. And my name's Kai Valentine. Sat across from me right now, live in the studio, is my very special guest co-host for this episode of the European Uppercut Podcast. She's looking at me like she's never heard me do this bit before, but she's very used to my voice because it's Miss Maisie Anderson. How are you doing, Maisie?
I'm doing great. I was so expecting you to say Siren FM, Squabblebox, Siren Breakfast. I wasn't expecting you to say.
I do normally get about halfway through this show and go, let's go into a song. Oh no, wait.
Yeah, I'm like half expecting you to start with a song as well.
So you are here today, Maisie, because everyone else has abandoned me.
Everyone?
Yes, has abandoned me. We got Mr. Pearson, who's off sunning it up in Pennsylvania. I'm not even sure what the weather's like there.
I don't think people sun it up in Pennsylvania.
Well, maybe not. but he's out shooting a film, so we've also got...
In Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, I know.
I'm intrigued.
I know, so am I. And it's a lead as well. I don't know how many details I'm supposed to give out about this. I think I should shut up.
I think you should shut up. You don't know the name of the project and you don't know who he's playing, so...
And I only said Mr. Pearson, so it could be anyone.
It could be any Mr. Pearson.
John Pearson.
There was a Mr. Pearson at my school.
There was a Mr. Pearson, yeah.
Mr. Pearson down the road.
that pedo teacher. And we've set the tone for the show.
I'm so not used to being able to say pretty much whatever I want.
Well, you know that there are two rules the main rule is...
They
is
have a
called,
special name. They're named after someone, aren't they?
Yeah, the Walker rules.
The Walker rules.
Named after A.H. Walker. Not been on the show for a very long time. A.H., if you're listening, please do get back in touch. But it's named after that because there are two words that you cannot say.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what those two words are?
One of them starts with a C.
Yes.
What's the other one?
Let's move. You would never. I've never heard you say that word, so you will not say it.
Okay.
The N
word. Oh, the N. I would never say the N one.
No. So you're here today, Maisie, and as you've never been on the show before, we're going to start it off with how we get all our new guests to go about things. So what I'm going to ask you, Maisie, is who is your favourite professional wrestler?
The Unicorn Men.
The Unicorn Men? Who are the Unicorn Men?
There's three men, and they wear unicorn horns, and they have a cereal.
Oh!
They're my favourite.
I didn't know you knew those. You know the nudie.
You and Adam showed me.
Did we?
Do you remember when we went to the Sheffield Dockfest?
Oh, yes.
You guys showed me a bunch of stuff that was on the network, including the Practical Joke
show, yeah,
and
we
they
showed
were on
you,
it.
Yeah. Oh, that surprises me. Right, because my next question was going to be, because I was expecting you to say, I don't know anyone. So my next question was going to be...
I have a bunch of them listed off in my head.
Name five professional wrestlers.
Can they be old ones that aren't working anymore? Do they have to be current?
Go on, yeah.
The Rock.
Yes.
John Cena. Kelly Kelly.
You're going to have to explain that, Maisie.
Kelly Kelly has been sitting on our TV. Well, she sat on our TV for almost a full year.
Not the real Kelly Kelly.
Not the real Kelly
say.
Kelly. A figurine of Kelly Kelly. Because obviously, I'm guessing everyone knows about your collection.
Yeah.
Your creepy collection.
My creepy collection.
Which is
collection.
The reason why no one wants to live in our house.
Yeah, pretty much. Even my girlfriend doesn't want to live in a house with those in.
What's the actual aim for you and your girlfriend when you move in together? Because you won't be able to afford many bedrooms, so...
What's happening with the figures?
What's happening with the figures?
Now, she says they're going up in her mother's loft.
Oh, that's a bit harsh.
I say they're going up on a shelf above the bed.
So they'll still be facing outwards instead of like at you.
I'm making a compromise. I'm just saying I want my Triple H's.
I think you have to compromise with this.
I have 14 Triple H's, so I thought if I have a 15.
It's where to put them though, because
above the bed.
I don't think above the bed's a good idea. I get a little bit worried about things that are that loose and heavy. Because some of your Triple H's are like proper huge statues.
There is that
statues.
One that's big stone, yeah.
So you don't really want...
No,
it
was only a joke. I don't want to put Triple H above my bed.
I think maybe like if you put like some on a dresser. Because this is the thing. I have no way of like, actually, I can't really condemn you for having these figures because I also have a ridiculous collection
of rhinos.
Of rhinos, but the thing is, the rhinos,
soft cuddly rhinos,
and like the aesthetic wooden ones that you find in like show homes and charity shops. The thing is with those is, at least with them, you can like tailor them to a room. They can, like, with the wooden ones or the glass ones that I have, you can put them in a living room and they look, oh, there's a lovely rhino there. With the cuddly ones, I just put them on like two shelves because I have just about as many cuddly rhinos as you have wrestling figures. There's probably one per and we can pair them together.
Yeah.
That would be funny. Like, because all of the rhinos have personalities.
All the rhinos have a wrestler riding them.
Yes.
Wow.
One of them could fit like some of them could fit like five on though because they're quite big.
Kelly sits on a rhino.
Yep. No, that's an image. Okay, so that's
Kelly, the Rock.
The Rock, John Cena. Oh, there's the one that just retired. And he's
okay.
Got, and he was in the Scooby-Doo thing. he was the quote unquote bad guy. Oh, The Undertaker.
The Undertaker, yes.
He's the one that retired.
Yeah, he's... Well, it's unconfirmed, but yeah.
Do they have to be WWF? E.
Right.
When I was a kid, it was WWF, okay?
Do you know why there's that change?
Because of the Wildlife Federation.
Yeah.
And the fact that they clashed.
Yeah, there was a court case. WWE lost. Let's move on. So you're going with... So you've named four there.
And...
So you need one more.
Oh, I can definitely think of another one, but everything in my brain escapes me right now. Oh, the guy who plays Drax the Destroyer, what's his name?
Batista.
Yeah, Batista.
That's why I love it. We don't actually get new people on the show to do that, but I just thought it might be funny with you. Because
you get me to do this quite often. To be fair, I play the same game with you, which is what modules am I doing this year, and you can never get them, and I normally only do like five.
But for people who haven't realised by now, Maisie has very little to no knowledge of professional wrestling.
I have more professional wrestling knowledge now than I did when I met you 6 years ago.
Oh, yeah. You have
enveloped me into the world of wrestling in some form or another.
People like, you know, yourself and like my girlfriend Becky, Becky didn't know anything about professional wrestling to the point where for the first 3 months of me knowing her, she thought it was real.
Yeah, I've always known that. I mean,
but then again,
a scripted sport.
Fight Factory Wrestling. It's
not a sport. Sorry.
I'm not sure because there's a bit of a contention on this on this network as to whether to call it a sport or not.
Well, it's an act of physical endurance.
Yeah.
Even if the outcome is already predetermined.
Did you hear that Spanish announce table? Maisie is giving you the facts.
I'm just saying, like, it's still an endurance sport. You still have to be physically fit to do it.
Yeah.
That's like saying that F1 isn't a real sport because they're sat down the
whole
time.
Or dance.
Or dance isn't a real sport because, yeah, okay, yeah. With dance, it's not, like, predetermined who's going to win. But it's still the whole thing is still in choreographed.
Yeah.
So is gymnastics. So is figure skating.
Mind you.
There's so many sports that are based on having a preset routine.
I did interview the Fight Factory Wrestling Academy champion, Will Cruz, a couple of weeks ago, and he didn't know until his first session as training to wrestle last year that it was a predetermined.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
didn't you
say that he was told who was going to win and he thought it was rigged?
Yeah,
like, this is like some betting scandal stuff. Yeah. It's like, no, it's not cricket. It's like, it's fine.
So we are going to move on with the show. And the first thing, Maisie, that I want to talk about is you sent me a trailer this week.
I did. I said, the moment I saw it, I sent it to you.
And it was from Netflix, and it's for the hotly anticipated and kind of nerve-wracking at one point for me because I wasn't sure whether I was going to like it, the Glow series on Netflix.
Which is the Glamorous Ladies of Wrestling.
Yes.
It's a true story about a bunch of women in LA who, under the, like, they had, like, a boss man, and he basically taught them to become professional wrestlers.
Yeah, gorgeous
Was it gorgeous? Gorgeous ladies glamorous. Of wrestling.
But, you know, it's on the same level. And basically, for people who don't know the story, but there's been plenty of stuff being talked about it for years. There'll be a lot of people listening to this who used to watch this show. They were all just actresses with no wrestling knowledge, and they got put into this TV show that then became wrestling. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it's...
But the series is being produced by the makers of...
Orange is the New Black, which is another very powerful female-driven programme on Netflix.
Will you be watching this?
I want to give it a go, mainly because it's Alison Brie. I love Alison Brie, who plays the main character. I don't know if they said what her name was in the trailer, but I'm assuming she's based off a real woman.
Yes.
So I'm really excited to see her in a... It's like a comedy biopic for the most part.
Yeah.
But obviously you can't expect everything to be exactly the same, so there is probably a little bit of artistic license. But it's going to be really interesting seeing her in a very strong, empowering role that's actually like physically strong as well, because normally Alison Brie does tend to play the character she's most known for is Annie on Community.
Yes.
And Annie in Community, she's very clever and very strong and independent, but she is she's basically your typical girl next door nerdy type. So seeing her being a really strong, empowered, physically empowered woman is going to be really interesting.
I think it really will, and knowing the story of Gorgeous Women of Wrestling, but not knowing... knowing the basic story, but not knowing a hell of a lot about it because I wasn't alive in the 80s when it was on TV,
yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it. And anything that brings professional wrestling and the story of women in professional wrestling to the forefront, to the mainstream, and something like Netflix, I think can only open the doors for more success for that.
Yeah, I mean, this is one thing that I've been talking... Because I did a film and television course at university, so I do talk about film and television too much and go way too in-depth about
it.
No! You love it.
Yeah.
Living with me, ruining all your favourite things by over-analysing them. But when it comes to streaming services like Netflix, it's really bizarre the shift that's happened. Where now, at no point will I ever say that streaming is going to take over TV. It's not going to happen. No matter how many experts or how many people claim it's going to happen, it's not. Because the same people thought the same when television came in to overtake radio. People thought the same when film came in to people thought that film was going to overtake radio and TV was going to overtake film. But all of those mediums still exist and they're still thriving. Streaming is just a new platform, and clever networks have taken that on board and started using better streaming services like the BBC moving BBC Three over to the network. The thing with Netflix that I find quite interesting is it's so forward-thinking in the way that it tells its stories, and because it doesn't have to worry about advertisements, because it can make money off of its own revenue, so it can make films and... TV shows out of the revenue it gets from subscriptions, very similar to the way that BBC works with because basically the license fee is a subscription. You get all of you get to have really progressive female characters, you get to have biopics about lesser known women in wrestling, possibly lesser known because it's not around anymore, so our generation don't really know much about it. You can do that because you don't have to worry about advertisers going, oh, but it needs to be sexier, or...
And that's how that also links to the WWE Network as well. Because the WWE Network, they call it... The tagline when it first came out was, the WWE Network, like Netflix, but better. Which is basically, it's the same thing. It's a subscription of $9.99 a month, and the WWE have then moved a lot of their programming onto this subscription fee network. Rid of the pay-per-views.
Exactly, and the pay-per-views can really put people off. And it means that... Because you were saying sort of like, if there was a platform available where even if you did have to pay for the platform, it's going to probably deter streaming.
Yeah.
Like, illegal streaming.
For example, before the WWE Network came around, a friend of mine used to steal all the pay-per-views because I couldn't afford the over here. It was.
You mean he couldn't afford?
He couldn't afford £20 a month or whatever it was. Yeah. There's now two pay-per-views a month, so that had been £40 a month to just watch these pay-per-views. So my friend had to steal them offline to keep up to date with everything. But now, if you turn around and even in America, it's $60 per pay-per-view,
which is ridiculous. Which and most of that money doesn't even go back to the network, does it? It goes through like third parties.
No. So now, for $9.99 a month, I get I and my friend get these pay-per-views,
and you also get additional content.
Totally, and it's content that would never have been picked up by a lot of the content they tried out on YouTube first, and they've moved it to this network.
Which is a really clever thing to do.
They can put a lot more money into it now because they realise, well, you know what? This is our platform. It also means that they're not with time constraints. When it came to pay-per-views, they had to cut off after 3 hours if they've booked for 3 hours. Now, they can go on for an extra... I've seen them go 4.5 hours for a three-hour show because they go, well, you know what? We can. We don't have to go with anyone else's time constraints.
Yeah, I mean, are there still adverts now?
Yes, they put adverts on the network every so often. But are during pay-per-views, they do.
But is it adverts for their own content or is it third-party adverts?
A lot of it's adverts for their own content, but they have also started putting in adverts for like other stuff. But they'll have like the on the pay-per-views for nearly 12 months, they had a deal where Mountain Dew was being drunk by all the commentators. So it was on the desk in front of all the commentators.
So product placement.
Product placement. There's also been a new thing brought out this week, which I think might interest you, in that they have announced that from now on, during the Raw and SmackDown, which is still shown on terrestrial television, cable TV, they have, they're now having the... When they're in the middle of a match and it goes to an ad break, the content, the match, will still continue in the bottom left-hand corner of the screen during the ad break on silent so people can carry on watching it.
That's
now, does
intriguing.
That... There's been some people who've said that that takes away from the adverts and that advertisers may get pissed off. Obviously, as a viewer, I'm quite happy about that.
I don't know. I think... Advertising is a really weird thing when it comes to television, because you know that someone has actually found out that because some networks actually speed up television shows so that they can fit more adverts in. This is something that someone realised when they played an episode of Friends on, I think, Comedy Central, and they played the same episode on Netflix, and the one on Comedy Central was physically being played faster.
That's really strange.
So by the time, basically, only so that they could get like an extra advert or two in during the ad breaks, which means that we're actually physically consuming content more quickly, but at the same time, it feels like the same length of time because the actual time that you're told it's going to take to watch this thing is still the same, but it's just because it's got more adverts in.
On the other side of the whole adverts being played in and it staying on in the bottom hand corner, that I mentioned that as like a derogatory thing, maybe towards the ad. Not derogatory. You know what word I mean.
I have no idea what word you mean, but it is. Yeah, it's
a deterrent. A deterrent.
Yeah.
But the other aspect is that nowadays I don't want to watch adverts. If I'm watching something on Planner, I will skip through the adverts. But if it's still playing in the bottom hand corner, I'm not going to skip the adverts, so I will catch my eye with
adverts.
So
actually, they might be doing them a favour by keeping the content going.
And I'm sure that's how they've pitched it.
Probably. I mean, it's weird that the way that adverts do work, because, like you said, I don't watch adverts ever anymore. Like, apart from, like, occasionally on YouTube when I have to, because I was watching adverts with you while we were watching Celebrity Juice, and we were watching it at the broadcast time, which is very rare for us to watch something when it's been as it's being broadcast for the first time. And while we were watching it, there was an advert for Pringles, and like they're saying that basically now they've got a guaranteed flavour on every Pringle, so basically they've changed their manufacturing, which means that they distribute the seasoning better. And then they've made a big deal about it on this advert.
Yeah.
And I actually picked up a can of Pringles and a bunch of other snacks for me and my friend last night, and this morning I was telling them, sort of like, yeah, have you heard that they've got like this flavour thing going on now? So I saw an advert about it, and he turned around to me and just went, really? I don't think I've watched adverts in almost a year. Yeah, and it's really true.
It really is. But we're going to continue on with the show now as we go and break down this Sunday's backlash.
I'm so excited about this.
Maisie's excited. But first off, Grado, tell us who you're listening to.
This is Europe's number one professional wrestler, Grado. It's yourself. Look, if you're down, if you feel like shit, I'm telling you, what you need to do is listen to the European Uppercut podcast. That's right, the European Uppercut podcast. I'll say it three times, the European Uppercut podcast. It's the best podcast in the world, apart from The Art of Wrestling, Stone Cold's, JR's, Chris Jericho's, but it's definitely better than Bauer and Pollock.
You're listening to the European Uppercut podcast. My name's Kai Valentine. I'm still in the studio with the lovely Miss Maisie Anderson. Say hello, Maisie.
Hello.
For people who don't know Maisie, because we've not actually said who you are.
No.
Then you need to tune in to Squabblebox here on the Trending Topics Network.
We're going
to
be doing an After Dark episode soon.
We are. I haven't told anyone that yet. Exclusive.
It's an exclusive.
Hey.
Because Squabblebox is Ofcom regulated while it's on Siren FM, but if we were to do a version just for the network,
which, yeah, you know, and you know, our time at Siren FM is coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100 episodes tomorrow.
Gosh, we've got big plans.
But yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be so much fun. But I do love the idea because it means that we're limited on what we can talk about. And I really wanted, there are some topics that I've always really wanted to do with you.
Oh, gosh, this is
not gonna... bad topics, but topics that we can't even touch.
Well,
even if we want to.
If you want to hear a Squabblecast After Dark, then make sure that you...
Oh, of course we call it Squabblecast.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Then make sure that you let us know. We're going to try and continue those as the months go on as well. But that's an exclusive for everyone who's tuned in to the European Uppercut podcast right now.
And my mum, because I've already told her.
I still say tuned in whenever I'm sat in this chair. You're not tuning in. This isn't radio.
I know, you're making an active decision to put it on. That's still tuning in, isn't
you're
it?
You're pressing play. Thank you for downloading us.
This is the thing, it's one of those weird sort of old analogue terms that we've still kept. Like the whole thing about the save as button being a floppy disk. I was really offended the other day. I say the other day, like months ago. Because my tutor pointed at the screen and just went, your generation, you don't know what this symbol is. And I went, it's a floppy disk. I'm not stupid.
Well,
I was also born in 95. I know what a floppy disk is.
Well, it's like in wrestling, how we call them pay-per-views still.
Yeah.
Even though
you're not paying per-view, you're paying a subscription.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go in to talk about Backlash. I was going to talk about NXT Chicago, but we don't have a lot of time today, so we're going to move straight into... And I'm not sure whether this is even going to go out before NXT Chicago, so which is this evening. We're recording this Saturday at about 11:45 in the morning. So let's...
Date the episode, why don't you?
I know. So let's go into doing a couple of the predictions. I've put my predictions in the sheet. And I want to hear...
So, yeah, you have a spreadsheet for the... Is it just the European Uppercut?
Well, there's a competition going on between us and the Americans, basically. It's very Civil War. It's not Civil War.
Yes, no, that's what the Civil War was.
Yeah, yeah.
It was technically the British fighting the British over whether or not they still wanted to be British.
Although we do have two Americans on our team this year.
Oh, no.
I know. But
scandalous.
And they haven't sent their predictions in. But they're called the Spanish Announce Table.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know why they're called the Spanish Announce Table?
Because of the Spanish Announce Table always gets destroyed during a certain match.
What? How do you know this?
Because you tell me these things. You always get really surprised when I know this stuff. You don't stop talking about it.
Maisie's listening to me. This is wonderful. Oh,
I don't have the
this.
Choice.
Right, let's start with
what
I think is the... I think...
So what you've given me a bunch of pictures.
I have.
Are these the matches that are going on?
They're most of the matches.
So
now,
if there were two people on the sheet, they're fighting each other. And if there's four people, that means that's a tag team.
Yes, for the most part. Yes, or six. There's
yeah, the ladies have six.
That's a six-man tag. Or six-woman tag.
Oh, so that's when you get your deck tagged in and tagged out.
Yes, and the tag teams are like that as well.
Oh, yeah, so it's not two people fighting each other all the time. You have to decide. It's still two people in the ring.
Yeah.
But if you get, like, tired, you go and, like, hey, buddy, you do the thing.
So we will start with the first one that's on our sheet, and I think it may be a pre-show match. I also need to say, I've not watched wrestling for 3 weeks. This is the longest time in 15 years I've not watched wrestling, so this is going to be fun. So this is Ty Dillinger versus Aiden English. It's that one, Maisie.
Well, then I have to go for Aiden English. Oh, that was the first one.
Yeah, that one.
These are the Bachelor guys!
Are they?
Well, at least, okay, that guy at the front, he's on The Bachelor. This is the thing, okay, I've been looking through the photos.
Maisie's pointing at Ty Dillinger, for people who don't know. Ty Dillinger basically comes out and he goes, 10, 10, 10, and the whole crowd shout, 10, 10, 10, because he's a 10.
Yeah, I get that. And he's got a stupid tattoo, what's that?
The other guy is Aiden English.
Oh, I kind of have to go for Aiden English.
Why?
Because Simon English is my favourite IRN newscaster. Plus, if it's versus the Americans, we need to remind them who we are.
He's not really English.
Is he not? I know, but... Shut up. Do you remember the last time I did the predictions?
Yeah, so you're going with...
English.
English.
Yeah.
Johnny English.
Johnny English. Yeah, that's what I'm going to call him.
Okay.
The last time I did predictions for the European Uppercut, it was me and Becky, your girlfriend, and you basically told us all of the matches. I think it was for SummerSlam or it was for WrestleMania. It was one of the big ones because there were tons.
Yeah.
And me and her just kept making up names.
And that's why this is going to be so fun.
So, well, Johnny English.
So Maisie's gone with Johnny English, also known as Aiden English. However, I and everyone else, the other 18 people on the sheet, have all gone with Ty Dillinger. So
look, he's going to get a rose. It's going to be fine, but Johnny English.
Okay.
I do like an underdog.
All right. Yeah, I'm cool with that. Right, let's move on to the next match then.
This is the one below this one.
No, it's not.
You've given me these in the wrong order then.
It's this one, Maisie.
Oh, yeah,
Luke
okay.
Luke Harper versus Eric Rowan.
Luke Harper looks really scary. Is Luke Harper the one that's doing the eyes?
I was going to say he's the one with the beard, but they've both got beards.
No, yeah. It's the hairy bikers.
Luke Harper is the babyface, and Eric Rowan is the heel, I believe, still. Yes.
Okay.
You know what that means.
The babyface is the good guy, the heel is the bad guy.
Now, these guys were both in a group.
Yeah, they look like they've been in a heavy metal group.
They were in the Wyatt family with Bray Wyatt, who's now gone away, and then his minions have just started fighting because he's gone away.
Oh, okay, so it's like chaos. Pandemonium.
Yeah. Pandemonium.
Pandemonium. What are their names again?
Luke Harper.
Yeah.
And Eric Rowan. He's got a ginger beard, but I've given it to him black and white.
I can tell that that's ginger and that's like wiry. Oh, I don't know. They do look like they should be friends. Why are you laughing?
They were friends, they've fallen out.
It's so, like the hairy bikers have like split up and they're going up against each other.
Hairy bikers. Oh, gosh.
Is it possible to have a tie?
A tie?
Do you get ties in wrestling?
Well, yeah, you could do. What? So do you think that they're both going to get disqualified? Or
I think they're going to mend their ways. I don't care who wins. I don't care who wins. I just think at the end of the match, the two of them need to hug it out.
Hug it out.
They need to hug it out. Need to bro it out. They need to set aside their differences. The Civil War isn't worth it. I can tell by this lovely picture that they miss each other.
Talking of the hairy bikers.
Hi, I'm Dave Myers.
And I'm Cy King.
And we're the hairy bikers.
On Siren FM.
Bing bong.
That's not even a... That's for a different network.
Yeah, well. Oh, well. It's not as bad as when I played the news jingle a few weeks ago and it came up at the end of when you're listening to Siren FM. I went, no, you're not.
I don't care who wins.
So you're going with the ginger one or the weird-eyed one?
Which one's Harper?
Harper's the one on the left.
I think Harper 7's going to win it.
Harper 7
Beckham.
I don't know who said... Oh, right, yes, I get you.
Yeah.
David Beckham's son.
Daughter.
They all have just weird names.
Yes, that's because their mother is Victoria Beckham and their dad is...
Aren't they all named after, like...
Some of them are named after where they were conceived, like, but others aren't.
I'd have loved it if one of their kids was called Vauxhall Corsa. That would have been amazing. Anyway, let's move on. So you're going with Luke Harper.
Yes, Harper 7.
I am also going with Harper. Everyone else on the sheet has gone with Harper, except for Mikey Misfit, and Carp has also gone with Rowan, and Ant has gone with... Oh, no, Ant's gone with Harper. Everyone else has gone with Harper, it seems. Let's go on to the next one, and that is on back to the other sheet, Maisie, below the guy from what show did you say he was from?
The Bachelor.
The Bachelor, yeah. Below the Bachelor.
To be fair,
guys.
Half of these guys look like they should be in The Bachelor.
Yeah. Do you think that these two guys should be in The Bachelor?
One of them looks really scary, and the other one looks so friendly. He looks like a barista. Like, I would happily, like...
So this is...
Like, this is the kind of guy you expect to find in, like, a hipster coffee shop, but he's a little bit too cool for the hipsters. Like, he's not into the whole hipster thing, but, like, it's a good job. He likes the people. Like, he's quite into coffee, but not, like, in an absurd way.
Can anyone work out who we're talking about? We're talking... Well, Maisie's talking, I should say. I want to distance myself from that. About Sami Zayn versus Baron Corbin.
So, which one's... I'm guessing Barry...
Sami Zayn's the happy barista guy.
Happy barista. He's so happy.
He is very, very nice.
He's the baby face.
Yes, he's the baby face.
He's so cute. He's adorable.
And then the other guy, what do you think of Baron Corbin?
I think it's just a phase, Mum. It rings a lot of bells.
Oh, do you know what's not a phase? That receding hairline.
A little bit.
I can't believe I'm getting involved with this. So, Sami Zayn versus
so sassy.
Baron Corbin. This match is not for a championship. It is.
So Zayn Malik's going to win.
So who's Zayn Malik? Oh, Zayn. Oh,
Bobby Zayn, but Zayn Malik.
Oh, right. Okay. So we're going with Zayn Malik. Versus Baron. Who's Baron Corbin then?
Is Baron Corbin the long hair one?
Yes. Yeah. Not a phase, Mum.
Not a phase, Mum. That's his name.
Okay. So
not a phase, Mum.
So that's Zayn Malik versus not a phase, Mum. Who's winning it?
Zayn Malik.
Zayn Malik is winning. This one is probably the most split of everyone. Okay. I've also gone with Zayn Malik.
Good.
Sami Zayn, as has Adam, as has PK, as has a few other people from the American side. But I'm not sure. This one I'm a little bit 50-50 on.
Just curious, why are they all so greasy?
Why are they all so greasy?
They're all really greasy. Like, all of them have really greasy hair. Like, why?
It might just be water. He's probably just water.
Why?
Because
apart from the guys with short hair, but the women don't have horrible greasy hair. Why have the men got to have greasy hair?
I've no idea. I've not really thought of it before.
Have you never noticed? Like, this is something I noticed the one time I watched wrestling with you.
Yeah,
all
let's
I
talk
could
about
think
that.
About, all I could think about was the fact that one of the guys had such greasy hair. It actually really put me off.
A few months ago, Maisie watched Dolph Ziggler versus The Miz in a ladder match, and The Miz had Maurice with her with him.
I know. I was really impressed by the fact that she was wearing more clothes than her husband.
But you actually really enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it. I didn't even mean to watch it. You had it on in the back, like in the living room, and I walked past and got kind of curious, so I sat down. But yeah, it was a ladder match, and he hung off the ceiling for a little while. That was fun.
So everyone is a bit split on Zayn versus Corbin. I think that it's going to be Zayn, just because I think that they want to get his momentum going. He's only just moved to SmackDown. I know Corbin's been dubbed as this next big thing, but I don't think he's going to be moving into the main event. this soon. I think they're going to hold off on that until maybe Royal Rumble next year. But there's a little bit of, that sounded a little bit more professional. I thought we might as well give some proper insight for one of the matches.
But look how happy he is.
Look how happy he
look
is.
He's so smiley.
On to the next match, Maisie, okay. And it's on to the women's six-man tag team match. I'm pretty sure you can work out which one this is on your sheet. It's the only women's match.
It's the only women's match, but at least they've improved the way that they do the women's now, haven't they?
They have.
Like, the advertisement of the women's is a lot better.
Well, I was telling you, they no longer call it the Divas Championship or the Divas Division.
Yeah, which I remember when you told me about it the first time, like, that's what the women's is called. I was like, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
That's weird and
annoying.
And
they had a pink butterfly belt.
Yeah.
But as you can see now, it's the same as the
it's the same
men's
as the men's,
World Championship,
but it's
just
different
colours.
And it's not even, like, particularly feminine colours. It's just white and red, isn't it?
This one is white and blue because it's SmackDown. So this is Naomi, Charlotte and Becky Lynch versus Natalia, Carmella and Tamina. Natalia, Carmella and Tamina have been calling themselves the welcoming committee the last few weeks because they're here to welcome Charlotte to the news because she's only just moved to this brand. So they're not welcoming her in a nice way.
They're welcoming her in a
let's punch her in the face and make her cry kind of way.
Yeah.
But the
does
last
that happen? Do people cry at wrestling?
No, they can do.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
I know, it's quite sad, isn't it?
Hmm.
It takes you on a whirlwind of emotions and you should watch it more often.
When you say it like that, it kind of reminds me of the scene in Mean Girls where it's just like, who here feels like they've been personally victimized by Regina George, and everyone puts their hands up, and then they have that whole session of like bonding, of like school-wide female bonding. I feel like maybe they need that.
So are you going with Charlotte, Becky and
are you going like left to right here, because you're just throwing out names and I don't know who's who.
Well, I nearly said, oh, you're going with Team BNP, and then I realised, oh, God, I can't say that. Charlotte, Becky... Oh, no, there isn't BNP. I've got that mixed up. Yeah, there's no P.
That's a Freudian slip.
So, Charlotte, Becky and Naomi versus...
Oh, the first three.
Yeah, versus...
And Naomi's the one with the belt.
Yeah, and they're the good guys.
Cool. They look quite nice.
Although Charlotte's only just turned into a good guy, so she could turn on the rest of her team.
Oh, does that happen?
Yeah. Do you think that's going to happen, Maisie?
Ooh, I think it should.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Because that'll be more interesting.
And then there's Natalia, Carmella and Tamina on the other side.
I kind of like the bad girls.
Do you?
Yeah, I feel like... I like them.
So do you think they're going to win?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going off pictures. This is the problem.
Yeah, of course. So we'll go with the welcoming committee for Maisie, and a lot of other people are going with the welcoming committee as well. I'm going to go the other side, Maisie. I'm going to go with Team
NCB. You're fighting me on this.
NCB. Yeah, I'm going to fight you on this.
By the way, on this spreadsheet, are you writing down what I'm calling
them?
No,
I'm not. Because there isn't enough space. But... we'll remember for next week when...
Well, we have it recorded.
Yeah, we'll remember for next week when we do the breakdown, when hopefully somebody will join me. But let's
it's probably
going
to end up being me again
to
at this
rate. The next match, and that is the Usos versus Breezango.
Okay.
So that
that's
is
the tag team.
The tag team title match on the other side
again,
of that page.
Those two look like they should be in Love Island.
Love Island, for people who are listening over in the United States, is a dating show.
It's coming back, Kai.
It's coming back. I can't wait. But no, I'm going to... No, I've got... Yeah, I can,
you
I can wait.
You
yeah.
are in... Love Island is the worst of British programming, and it's so amazing. It's literally just putting a bunch of horny people on an island and watching them fuck.
It's like... Yeah, it's
literally... There's a whole segment of the
like
show...
It's like Big Brother, but...
There's a whole segment of the show dedicated
on Viagra.
To... what? Yeah. It's a whole segment of the show dedicated to watching them all bang under bedsheets simultaneously.
Well, hopefully,
and cheering each other on, which is the weirdest part of the whole thing.
Well, hopefully that won't happen with Breezango.
Maybe it should.
So Breezango are the guys without the belt.
So Breezango are the Love Island boys.
Yes. They are. They've only just started to get momentum. Really, they've been sort of. Their names are Tyler Breeze and Fandango.
That's not their real names. Is it?
Look, it's their real names in the show.
Okay.
and I'm trying to find you a... Like, they've been going round...
I don't think they're going to win.
They've been going round dressed like this for the last sort of few months.
That's amazing.
As the fashion police.
Oh my god.
And they were going up to people and giving them tickets for not being in fashion.
Oh, so are they sort of playing up the homoeroticism then?
Yeah. And they know
that's
that.
Cool.
And it's actually the point, because they're the bad guys.
Oh, are they?
So they know that that kind of, if you go into somewhere like Texas.
Oh, they're gonna...
I wrote about this in my dissertation, but if you go into somewhere like Texas and start doing all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
As accepting as most of the world is, there are areas of the world where that's not okay.
Particularly parts of America.
Yes.
Not to stereotype America at all, but you know. You know.
You know who you are.
You know who you are.
So, and then it's the Usos, who are...
The good guys.
Yeah, they are related to The Rock.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah, basically...
Yeah, you were telling
me about
this.
Every Samoan wrestler is related to The Rock, except for one. But all people claim they are, because there's the Anaios.
Well, it's a really small part of the world, so a lot of people kind of find, like, a third cousin.
Yeah.
The
Anaio family. Mm. So they're all kind of, there's loads of relations from that whole family.
Oh, I really want the Breezy guys to win. Only because I think that they're fabulous. But I feel like they're going to be like too busy broing out with each other to actually pay attention.
It's funny how you can tell so much from one from one like photo, because that's probably how it's going to go.
I feel like what's going to happen is that these two, they're going to go on to Love Island and they're going to be the first male same-sex couple on Love Island. And that's fine. It's cool. We're accepting. And then the other guys are going to win because they've got the belts already. So they're probably, like, I imagine that they're going to do quite well.
This is for the belts. So the winners.
Yeah, this is for the belts.
Oh, actually, no, they're called championship titles. If you call them
titles.
A belt, then people go,
because
a belt,
no one wears them.
A belt's what holds your fucking pants up. That's my really bad impression of Vince McMahon.
but they're supposed to go around the waist, but they don't. Because they're too small.
No, they can do for some people.
So, yeah, but most people are too like beefed out to actually wear them properly. That's how they've ended up doing the whole over-the-shoulder thing.
I love it that you're explaining to me how wrestling...
It's a fashion thing.
It's a fashion thing, Kat.
I'm into the fashion police, okay? But yeah, I think it's probably going to be the... What? Oh, what's the other team called?
The Usos or Breezango.
Yeah, I think the Usos are going to win, but... It's going to be a fucking great show. That I'm watching that one.
I will send you that match.
Please send me that match, because I'm really intrigued by these two characters.
There's only one other person.
Has the wrestling ever done two characters like that before?
What, like?
That are just like really playing up the homoeroticism.
Yeah, they use... back in
Is that quite a common thing?
It goes right back to the 50s and 60s, actually.
Really?
Gorgeous George was the first guy to do it. He came out in a robe and basically played up being homosexual at a time when it wasn't
seen that's as, brave.
And he got massive heat for it. He got lots and lots of people hating him and threatening to kill him. Like, he had people trying to kill him because he was gay. And or his character was. I'm not actually sure on the actual guy who portrayed him.
Yeah, but this was back when like the whole scripted thing was very hush-hush.
Yeah. So,
wow.
So you're going with the Usos because...
The Love Island bros are going to be too busy.
Growing out.
They're going to be too busy growing out.
Well, everyone else agrees with you except for Adam. Adam Pearson.
Oh, Adam's going against me.
He's going
he?
With Breezango.
Mm.
But Adam's not got a great track record. Adam, last
going
year...
Going against Adam is probably a good idea.
A year ago when you did WrestleMania predictions, Adam got less points than you.
Yeah, and I was making things up.
Adam got 1 point. Because and the only point that he got out of 15 matches, he got 1 point.
Oh,
do you know why? Because it was the one match that he couldn't decide on, so they flipped a coin.
Oh,
that was the only one that he won on. So then the next year he decided... one of the pay-per-views, he just flipped a coin.
Yeah, because those WrestleMania ones, me and Becky actually made up matches.
Yeah, pretty much. There's no, like... On this pay-per-view, there isn't many, like... There isn't any, like, gimmick matches. So there isn't any ladder matches, there isn't any...
So it's just straight up...
Yeah.
Tag team or... plain wrestling.
Yeah, but the next match is going to be one of my favourite matches of the night, and it's
is this the last one?
No, there's a couple more.
Oh, there were two more.
There's
this one. Yes, this is... Yeah, I feel like I went to school with one of those guys.
Which one?
The one that's got the title.
Oh,
he looks
right.
like a guy I went to school with. Like, I went to school with a lot of guys who looked like that.
For people who haven't... Do you want to name them?
I give them names. This guy looks like... I'm going to call him... Oh.
Me before I've had my haircut.
It does look a bit like you, doesn't it? Oh, no. That's Kyle Ballantyne.
Kyle Ballantyne.
Kyle Ballantyne, who has the title. And then his friend looks...
I was talking about the other guy long hair.
No, you look like the title holder.
No, that doesn't look... To be honest...
It's more like you than him.
I think... The other guy looks more like Justin, heavy set.
Oh, yeah!
Who's very happy that you're on the show this week.
Because I was the only one left.
He just guessed. I went, anyone?
It was either this or our other roommate.
That's true.
Who knows less about wrestling than I do.
For people who haven't realised yet, we're talking about Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles. Probably...
I've heard of Kevin Owens.
The possibility of one of the best matches of the night.
I went to school with Kevin Owens.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. Well, I went to
Kevin
school
Owens
with
is
guy
from
who
Canada. And AJ Styles, probably the best wrestler in the
world
today.
Is AJ Styles really the one with the long hair?
Yes, he is.
Harry Styles. Harry Styles versus Zayn Malik. Let's get this solo thing, like, under wraps.
I would actually love to see AJ Styles versus Sami Zayn, Zayn Malik versus
Harry Styles.
So who are you going with between Kevin Owens and AJ Styles and Harry Styles?
I'm going to say Kevin Owens, because he's going to own that shit.
Is he going to KO them?
Hey. Is that his thing? Is that what he does? He's missed a trick.
Yeah. I think he has missed a trick. So you're going with Kevin Owens then retaining the United States Championship. So he's the United States champion, yet he's Canadian.
Good.
So he's coming out going, I am the face of America, and there's only one person who can be a face of America, and that is a Canadian. And everyone hates him.
Good. So he's the heel then?
Yes.
Good. Because this is what happens when we let the colonies do their own thing.
And on that note, we'll move on to the next match. I've realised, Maisie, there's two matches left. I've not given you one of the printouts.
Okay,
I am going to...
One here.
You have. That's the main event, the next one, the one on the sheet. So I'm going to quickly get up the photo of the guy that's going to be in this match, and you will recognise them because one of them was named by either you or Becky last year as Ninja Warrior Man.
Ninja Warrior Man?
Yes.
Oh, why did I call him Ninja Warrior Man?
You'll see in a second.
If it's racist reasons, then it was Becky.
Don't just blame my girlfriend for your racism.
I was
just
gonna say.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't for any.
Oh, was he actually on Ninja Warrior?
No, we were watching a lot of Ninja Warrior at that point.
We went through some weird phases.
It's and you will recognise. Oh, let's get this up then. It is. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, yes, that's because Nakamura is quite a common name.
Yes. And you recognise Dolph Ziggler from the ladder match.
Oh, he's cut his hair, thank goodness.
Yes.
He looks better now. He doesn't look... Is he, like, switched from... Is he... Like, where's, like, the gross leather jacket and stuff?
He's now a bad guy. He's now a heel.
Is he? But he looks so much happier for it. I mean, he's found himself.
I'm glad. You know what? God, I'm so glad you weren't here like in the late 30s, early 40s when you're there going, you know, Hitler? Like, I'm just glad he's found himself now.
I would not say that.
Like, before he was a bit lost. He was like you know.
He was doing the art thing.
When he was walking around
tried
with
tried out vegetarianism.
When he was walking around with the stash before he started killing people, it was a bit weird. But after he started, like, mass genocide, then, yeah, you know, it really suits him now.
I get him. Like, I get, like, I'm not into it, but, like, I get the vibe.
But Shinsuke Nakamura
so he's
versus
the
Dolph Ziggler.
Is he the good guy, the baby face?
Nakamura is, yes.
What is it with the leather?
What's with the leather? He's very
so
eccentric.
Much, both of them are wearing excessive, like, one, they don't look like they've come to fight. They look like they've gotten, like, at a concert, and one of them's knocked the other drinks, another one's drinks over, and now they're going to, like, mosh pit it out.
Oh God!
I think that's what's going to happen.
Do you think?
No, but no. I love those are really two really cool characters. Can I see some more posts?
Yeah,
because I'm intrigued.
So there's Shinsuke Nakamura versus.
is this one photo?
The microphone.
It's one picture I'm really curious about.
Yeah.
So they fought before.
They've
had a, like, the round off.
Yeah.
So that's why they're not wearing their gear.
Yeah, that's why they're not wearing their gear. So that's Shinsuke Nakamura versus Dolph Ziggler. What are you naming him?
See,
and why?
Dolph Ziggler doesn't look like he was very prepared to have a standoff. Because he's wearing Converse and a nice shirt.
Because I don't think he was planning on fighting.
No, but...
But yeah, Shinsuke Nakamura doesn't say much. He just kind of comes out and kicks people in the face. He's what they call Japanese strong style.
Okay.
He's come from Japan, and they have a very different type of wrestling over there in that they will make it feel real. Like, they will kick you in the face to make it...
They don't throw punches. They actually full-on fight.
Yeah, even though it is still predetermined.
But it's just,
in the same way,
yeah.
They will be a lot more physical with...
Yeah, I mean, most of the TV over there is like that, because, like, Hole in the Wall, which we had in the UK for a little bit, we had, like, polystyrene walls, and it was all very safe and health and safety-based. The original Japanese version was really tough.
Yeah.
Like, it was hard, solid walls. Like, people were getting hurt, and that's quite common.
Mm.
It's just, like, people get hurt on TV.
Yeah.
It's really weird. So it's weird to us. For them, it's perfectly normal.
We will go on to the main event now. Can I have my iPad back, please?
I kind of want the Dolphin Man to win because he lost the ladder match. Like, this was ages ago. He's probably forgotten all about it. But, like,
well, yeah, that
Dolphin,
was...
Mr. Dolphin.
So, Mr. Dolphin versus Ninja Warrior Man.
No, I don't want to call him Ninja Warrior Man. I feel like that was Becky.
Yeah.
I don't know, I can't think of a good name for him because everything about him is already more ridiculous than I could possibly...
Red Leather Man.
He's the shiny, squeaky man.
Shiny, squeaky man.
I bet
it's warm down there.
I can't imagine... This is the thing, like, whenever I do see bits of wrestling, the men tend to be wearing something leather-ish. Like... Like, we were talking about the homoeroticism of that one team.
If you were going to make a
costume
for... Say you were going to make a costume for me as a wrestler.
Well, do you remember when we were watching the ladder match? The reason why I said The Miz was going to win is because he was aerodynamic.
Aerodynamic, yeah.
No extra clothes. He was just wearing tiny shorts. A little bit of bejeweled.
Yeah.
On the butt.
So is that what you'd... If you were to make, like, me a wrestler...
I don't think you'd want that. We'd have to shave you.
Oh, God, no.
We'd have to wax you from head to toe.
No, no, that's not happening
well,
again.
None of these guys have that much hair.
That's true.
It's aerodynamic.
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 So you're going with...
Mr. Dolphin.
Mr. Dolphin. Everyone else, including myself, is going with, with Nakamura. I think you just love an underdog, don't you?
I do love the underdog.
So let's go on to the main event, and that is Randy Orton versus Jinder Mahal for the WWE Championship. Jinder Mahal has basically been losing for about 4 years.
Why is he still around then?
He then 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, won 3 weeks ago, he won a match that made him the number one contender for the world championship.
Ooh, he's the ultimate underdog.
That's the thing about wrestling, is that it can just come out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's because the scripts can just determine when someone should...
All right, don't kill the magic.
Sorry, it's a... I'm such a pre-production-based person.
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. He is currently doing a... You can see the photo of...
Yeah, I've got him
Mahal
in front of me.
And,
is he the babyface?
Jinder Mahal is not the babyface. He's the heel.
He's the heel.
So he's the one who's
really?
Looking angry on the right-hand side.
Really?
And then Randy Orton's the guy on the left. Mm. Now, Jinder Mahal is Indian.
Yes.
And he's been... After he won that match, he turned around and said... You stupid Americans.
Ooh.
And went the whole anti-American outsiders are better route.
Ooh.
And I was listening to an interview with him this morning where he turned around and he said, 5 minutes before my match, Vince McMahon, the owner of WWE, came up and said, I've rewritten your promo for after you win. Here it is. And he said he'd basically taken away what was quite a, you know, I am better than you kind of promo, made it into an anti-American one. And he said, I was stood there going, oh, this is a bit, I don't really want to do this. This is a bit weird, but, and it's not, it's just going to seem really cheesy and old school. He said, then I went out, I did it, and they just booed and booed and
yeah.
booed. And he said, it was the biggest reaction I'd ever gotten. And I walked back out and I went, Vince McMahon's an evil genius.
Yeah, I mean, gosh.
And at a time when, you
there's
know,
so
the,
much. Like
racism in America.
There's a lot of racism in America.
Not saying everyone in America is a racist.
No, this is why it's a very vocal minority.
Yeah.
Of people who are very racist in America. The problem is that yes, they are the most racist, but they're also the loudest.
Yeah.
So that's what you hear the most of. The other issue is that there's also an awful lot of hostility in America about immigration.
Yeah.
With all of the bans that some of the government has been trying to put on air travel, even though none of those have really been as successful as they wanted, but it has still caused an awful lot of issues. So, God, that's a really dangerous thing to do.
It is,
in this current climate.
But
wow,
it's kind of like when you look at the Breezango characters, the you know, homoerotic.
Yeah.
It works, and it's a proven formula. And yeah, it might be a little bit old school, but it's still getting the same reactions.
Yeah.
And you'll know this from doing TV and film, that those kind of character types can still work.
This is one of the really annoying things, is that doing crap like that works.
Yes.
It's one of those sort of no advertisement is bad advertisement kind of things. It's you get so much more of a reaction if you say something offensive, and then because you say something offensive, it ends up on media outlets, and then because it ends up on media outlets, people click the article, and if they click the article, they're going to share the article to show their friends, oh, look how ridiculous this is, and it's free advertisement, and it's using the fan base to basically, traffic your content more and more and more. It's the same thing that there was a really clever thing, and I think it was Jimmy Kimmel did it, where he basically ripped the shit out of gamers on YouTube.
Yeah.
And of course, then, and he put this this critique on YouTube, and then a bunch of YouTube commenters were, like, properly getting all up in arms about it. And then that all of that got shared through all sorts of media outlets. So more and more people were watching the video, more and more people were getting angry, to the point where he made a second video about all the comments, but he was only picking the ones that were, like, the really stupid, obnoxious ones, like the, oh my god, you're such a noob, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then it just kept going and it kept snowballing into this huge thing, and it's all because of manipulating the fan base into... it's angering the fan base into making your content more and more and more current.
Yeah.
Because you're actually more likely to share stuff if it makes you angry.
Yeah, and
it's really weird.
And it's one of those things where I watch things like the cruiserweight division in wrestling, which is the under 205, like, weight limit. And these amazing athletes will go out there, they will dive around, they'll do all these spectacular moves, great in-ring stuff. But then someone like Jinder Mahal, who is still a decent wrestler, can walk out, say, you stupid Americans, and get a bigger reaction than any of that amazing skill that has just
happened.
Please
tell me his opening song, like the song he comes out to is American Idiot by Green Day. If that's not his opening song,
it needs to be.
He's missing a trick.
No, he'll come out to some sort of Indian music. Indian music, which also, you know, pisses off Americans, because if you play a song that's not in there, and I'm not saying it's just Americans, because there are plenty of people. I come from the north of England. Like, the north of England is like the south of America.
Yeah, it's really weird the way that that's flipped, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know, if you play a song that just doesn't have English lyrics, people will get pissed off about it. And
that's
I'm not saying that's right or wrong.
In the Eurovision. The Eurovision, for anyone who's American and doesn't know, the Eurovision, it just actually happened last week, where countries in Europe have a singing competition. It's a big event all over Europe and for some reason Australia. And basically it's just people singing quite underwhelming songs, trying really hard to make a big spectacle of it. And then all the countries getting angry at each other, even though it's supposed to divide. It's supposed to like create this unity, and instead we all just kind of piss each other off because it's quite political, although they've changed the voting system now, so it's slightly less political.
Yeah.
Either way, it's one of those things where they say that if you sing a song in your native language and it's not British, if you don't sing in English, then you're less likely to get good points, because the majority of Europe can speak English. It's the most popular.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's actually the most widespread, but it's definitely the most popular language amongst Europeans, because it's the one that everyone knows, and a lot of people who are dual language speak both. So if you sing a song in your native language, unless you've got like a chorus that's in English, you are not going to get very many points.
Well,
it's really stupid, because sometimes they're actually better songs, but because people can't understand the lyrics, they don't like it.
Maisie, are you going with Randy Orton or Jinder Mahal for
I'm going with Jinder Mahal.
You are going with Jinder Mahal.
Yeah.
I am going with Jinder Mahal. Pretty much everyone else is going with Randy Orton, except for one other person that I can't find out. Wayne is also on our side.
I love
and
the fact
so
that he's like the ultimate underdog. 4 years, nothing. Finally gets there, and then decides to, instead of like embracing that I finally won one, he's just gone, fuck you guys.
Yeah, that's pretty much
I kind of have to respect that a little bit.
So that is all for Backlash.
Have I gone for mostly heels?
You have. You like the bad boys.
I like the bad boys.
Oh,
oh dear.
That's going to be a soundbite. That's going to be a soundbite that heavy set Justin's going to have fun with. That's
Please
all
don't.
For Backlash today on the European podcast. Yeah, that's all. Before we go, because we're going to do, we've kind of mixed things around, because I'm going to add the news onto the end of the show from GBL. Thank you very much for sending in that, Jeebs. But before we go, there is one news story that broke this week. And that is that the UK Sun is reporting that Five Star Wrestling promotion here in the UK is offering CM Punk, one who's a retired-ish wrestler. He left on quite a bad note.
Oh, okay.
They're offering him $1 million, and he's gone to UFC to fight over there, and he lost. Mm. But he's been offered $1 million to participate in an upcoming tour here in the UK. Which is a 128-man tournament, which is quite a big feat. Mm. And Dan Hinkles, he's the owner of Five Star Wrestling. He's also been on this show quite a few times. We've interviewed him as well. So it's hit the mainstream over here. I know that the UK Sun was reporting on it, as was The Mirror as well, I believe. Mm. And he said, we've been trying to contact CM Punk on and off for well over a year. We wanted him on the first show in Edinburgh. However, we are now offering him $1 million to come and join the Five Star Wrestling Tour. He says it's a genuine offer and we'd love to hear back from the man himself. We want to do this
so
with him.
So because they can't get into contact with his associates... Oh, I've just hit the microphone. Because they can't get into contact with his associates, they've just gone full-scale... talk to the Sun and let them advertise it for them.
Now, I'm I'll read out because we contacted Dan Hinkles for comment, and he has sent us an exclusive quote where he said that quote incoming from living legend Ian. Now he says this could be a game changer for the whole UK wrestling fan base. So thank you very much for that, Dan. Ooh. My opinion personally, and this is nothing against Dan, good friend of the show, is that could be a bit of a PR stunt, but even if it is a PR stunt...
It works.
It works. It's got people talking about it.
Yeah, people are so negative about PR stunts, but you're talking about it, it's working.
I think that CM Punk is going to say no simply because he said no to every other wrestling promotion, and he doesn't need the money, but... I think that...
But it's kind of, for him, it would be easy money.
If it did happen, and if you want anyone to go along, Dan, you know, do some reporting, do some interviewing, you know your friends here at the European Uppercut Podcast will be more than happy
am
to
I
go
Am I officially
over.
One of you now?
You're officially one of us.
Do I get a nickname, or am I just going to be Miss Maisie Anderson?
I think you're like the 80th person to appear on the show, something like that.
So I'm not that special. But everyone gets nicknames.
What do you want? You're Whoopsie Maisie on Twitter, aren't
you? Whoopsie Maisie. I quite like being Miss Maisie Anderson because it sounds a bit like being a wrestler.
Miss Maisie Anderson.
Because there's Miss Rebecca at Fight Factory.
Yeah.
Although I don't want to stand on her toes because that's dangerous.
See, I dropped my nickname when I was trying to become professional.
Yeah.
Because my nickname used to be Kai HTAFC.
Which
that
is
was my handle on.
I know, and it bothered me because that's the Huddersfield Town like initials.
Yep. Then it became. Then I dropped all the other letters except for H, and I just became H.
Which sounds a bit like H from Steps.
Yeah, and, you know, when I remember the day that that came out about H, the day that I changed my Twitter handle to H was also the day that Ian Watkins, not the one from Steps, but the one from Lost Profits, was jailed.
Yeah, and then a lot of people got confused and thought it was the guy from Steps.
Yeah. And then me.
And then...
no one actually accused me of it, but you know. Yeah. You've been listening to the European Uppercut Podcast. We've gone completely off topic this week, and we hope that you've enjoyed it.
We talked about the wrestling for a little bit.
So we're going to end now with just playing the news from GBL, and then we'll come back and say goodbye. So over to GBL, our New Zealand... New Zealand or Australia? I'd never get this mixed.
No,
I'd never
you
get
can't
it right.
get those mixed up.
Our Down Under reporter.
Oh no!
GBL
hate you now.
With the news.
It's time for the Nutso Knockout News.
Hello and welcome to the Not So Knockout News, the New Zealand edition. Leading the news this week, WWE stock was down 1.5% today, May 15th, closing at $19.64 per share. The high was $19.98, the low was $19.59. Vince McMahon tweeted the following to congratulate Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella on the birth of their first child, a daughter named Birdie Jo Danielson. As reported via WWE, Birdie Jo arrived on Tuesday night, May 9th at 11:58 p.m. She was born at 8 pounds 10 ounces. Vince welcomed Birdie Jo to the WWE family with this tweet. Congratulations to Brie at Bella Twins and at WWE Daniel Bryan on their beautiful daughter and the newest addition to the WWE family. On the subject of Twitter, Hideo Itami took a swipe at CM Punk when tweeting about his May 20th match against NXT champion Bobby Roode at TakeOver Chicago in Punk's hometown. The originator of the GTS move tweeted the following, "Chicago is the perfect city to hit my go to sleep. Hashtag NXT TakeOver Chicago." WWE and Saran Media today announced a new multi-year agreement to televise WWE's flagship programs Raw and SmackDown in Turkey on S-Sport beginning Saturday, May 13th. Every Saturday at midnight, S-Sport will televise a two-hour edition of Raw followed by a one-hour edition of SmackDown at 2 a.m. with both programs in Turkish. Fans will be able to follow their favourite WWE superstars including Roman Reigns, AJ Styles, Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, Alexa Bliss, Charlotte Flair, Dean Ambrose and Shinsuke Nakamura, among others. S-Sport subscribers can also watch episodes they missed through Video On Demand and S-Sport's 7-day catch-up feature. John Cena recently spoke with Hollywood Reporter to promote his movie The Wall and expressed interest in playing Vince McMahon in the movie that is reportedly in the works. Cena did admit the role might not be for him. He said, "There is a story out there about the life and times of Vince McMahon. Man, I think it's a wonderful script from Word One, but unfortunately that would be something I'd love to do. But I feel maybe a different actor should do that movie, just because of how powerful the story is, and I would hate for the audience to feel that it is a WWE-produced product. And that's not in a bad way, it's just that I want them to feel the emotion that I felt reading the script. I can just tell you that it's out there, and it's awesome, and man, if it were all different, I would certainly love to step into Vince's shoes." And celebrating birthdays this week, former WCW star Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker turns 57.
How you doing?
Zack Ryder turns 32.
How you doing?
And WWE legend Vader turns 62.
How you doing?
Also, it would have been the 57th birthday of Dr. Death Steve Williams.
How you doing?
And that'll do it for this week's Not So Knockout News.
Hey, you're listening to Robbie X. Make sure you check out European Uppercut Podcast. Robbie X.
Get a good feeling.
Thank you very much for that, GBL. Myself and Maisie's still shocked.
There's nothing more offensive to New Zealanders and Australians than getting them mixed up.
Can't remember.
You get offended when people don't realise you're from the North.
I'm pretty sure GBL is Australian. Pretty sure. If you're not, I'm very sorry, Jeebs.
Oh, he's going to be so mad.
So, Maisie, thank you for coming on the show today. Have you enjoyed yourself?
I've had fun. I'm actually a little upset it's over.
Yay.
We spent so much time like offending the colonies.
So
mainly by calling them the colonies.
Tell everyone where they can find you.
You can find me whoopsie_Maisie on Twitter, and that's about it. So I think it's just whoopsie Maisie for my Instagram, which is mostly just pictures of my face.
Well, I'm sure Justin will love that. And there's also a Squabblebot.
You can also find me on Siren FM or on the very network you're on right now for Squabblebox.
What's the name of the network, Maisie?
It's the...
Oh!
What is it?
Now, you all got a thing.
It was Trending Topics, but it's changed.
No, it is Trending
Topics. Is it still Trending Topics?
You can tell which one of us pays the fees.
Well, I'll remember it by the time that we start doing podcasts just for the network.
You're listening to the European Uppercut Podcast. You can find some other great shows here on the Trending Topics Network. See if Maisie knows any of these.
From
the Spanish Announce Table, the NFL Easy Picks. What other shows do you know on the network?
Squabblebox.
Go on.
Squabblecast?
No, that's not a thing yet.
Squabblebox After Dark.
You can also
there's something called Pain.
Pain?
Something with pain in the name, I think.
No. Anyway, you can also find the Wrestlecast, Anything Goes, All Beer Inside, European Uppercut, Tuts Experience, Squabblebox, One Up Club's Heads Up, Lou Chat, CFL Easy Picks, Hanging With Heavy, What's On Fight, Eurovision Showcase, Legends on Siren FM, STFU, and Wrestling Cheers.
That's the one I meant.
As well as many, many more in the backlog as well. So thank you very much for tuning in. Enjoy Backlash, enjoy NXT TakeOver tonight, or you've probably enjoyed it by the time this goes up, and make sure you come back here, same place, next week.
What are you doing there, Kai?
I haven't got the tune on me. I'm going to put it in first.
But now you have to leave this bit in.
Bing bong.
I'm so proud of you.